The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chris. The Badgers are 1-0 overall and host Akron at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, I was happy with the, you know, good first win in our first game and looking forward to our home opener against Akron.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, the coach will be allowed to leave the call. Your first question comes from Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul, now that you've played the game against LSU, and obviously the win was great, but what do you think, you know, playing that type of game in the non-conference, what does that do for you guys as a program?
Well, it was a really good atmosphere and obviously a good win for us. And I think we, you know, when you talk about the program, I think that's why we were in that game is, you know, what the teams at Wisconsin have done before put us in position to be in. Really, I think the game's the last 3 years and what it means for this year or going forward is to be determined by how you play this year and what you do going forward.
You mentioned some of the big games you guys have been in. You know, you played USC in the bowl and obviously Alabama last year, LSU a couple years ago. Some of your veteran players, has that helped them this time around, having been in some of those situations, those type of big games?
Yeah, I think that we had some big games in the Big Ten too. I think those all are good experiences, and every kid learns from those experiences. And I think, you know, for your younger players, that maybe that's the first time they've played against, you know, in big games or a good team, that's a good growth experience. And for the older players, I think they rely on all their experiences. You know, we're leaning on our older kids this week, you know, for the first home opener and how to help the younger kids. So I think every time you get to play, you get a chance to grow from it and learn from it. And no doubt that, you know, a lot of things were learned in all those games you mentioned.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Jason Galloway with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Jason.
With Chris now out, I was wondering if you moved Leon Jagos back to linebacker.
We're going to have him do both ways.
Okay. Can you talk about what he gives you at linebacker? Obviously, he's played there before, but what can he add to your depth there?
Well, I think, you know, just that there's a guy on the roster that's started, you know, for us in games and liked what he did at fullback, and yet I think right now that was the one guy that we could move there, and Leon was great, you know, whatever he could do for the team, and so that's where he'll get reps of both.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Adam Kilcoyne with Washington Post.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Over the weekend, we saw that there were a number of really good performances from freshman quarterbacks. And I wonder, from your perspective, do you think just in general, quarterbacks especially are coming to campuses more prepared now than in the past? And if so, why do you think that might be?
I think it's really individual, you know, and the individual person, you know, where they're going in the coaching staff, the system. I think kids in general, you know, are certainly very prepared in going to college and stepping in. But I think each one's very specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder, too, when kids get to campus, you know, because I mean, there's so many like 7-on-7s and you know, quarterback coaches now. Like, is there any one area of quarterbacking that kids tend to be more advanced in right away than they used to be? Or maybe not.
I think the whole, man, I think it's really individual again, you know, and I know it doesn't help you. But you know what I mean? It really is. And you're right. There's a lot more attention. It's its own business now. Right. And, but even 7-on-7s, I think they're good and they're helpful, but you know, you got to play the game and I think it depends on where you go and, you know, what you as a kid bring to campus and then what's at campus to help you. I don't know.
All right, thanks, Paul.
All right.
Your next question comes from Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
How we doing, Paul?
Good, Lee. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, Bart had some good moments and a couple of tough moments Saturday. How did you rate his poise throughout the day?
I thought that part was pretty good. And I think it's exactly what it was. I mean, he had some really good moments and things you can build on and a few – and not just the two picks, a couple areas where, boy, we got to clean that up fast. But I thought that he – you know, I thought he competed really well. And
okay.
Put himself in the moment, and if it was good or bad, turn the page. And
right.
I think that's a good quality as long as you learn from both those. You know, you can't forget, but you got to turn the page. So I thought he competed, and I do agree with the poise. I thought he had poise, and he needs to. And that's, you know, what we're – planning on and hoping, I don't know what the right word is, that is part of the things that experience, you know, maybe he hasn't had the reps, you know, those are game experiences that you've got to learn from, but
right.
Poise and being around, seeing the situations, understanding how to play it, those are things that he's got to be, he can't be the rookie quarterback on everything, and
yeah.
That's where, hopefully that's part of who he is.
The last drive that led to the field goal, he was 3-for-3 and, you know, threw some pretty good balls in there. It had to be a good way to leave the game, I would think, besides getting a W.
Yeah, and we needed that.
Yeah.
And so there's no question that part was good.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care, Lee.
Your next question comes from Paul Banks with Chicago Tribune.
Thanks for doing this. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the big news today about Kirk Ferentz at Iowa getting a lifetime, well, kind of what evolves to a lifetime contract, getting a 10-year extension to 2026 just being announced, and just your thoughts on how rare that is to a contract for a coach that's that long-term.
Well, I hadn't heard that, but awfully excited for him. I mean, I have a ton of respect for Kirk and what he's done and how he does it and good for, you know, first you say good for him, but I think good for the university, and I have a ton of respect for him and that's you know what, he's been there a long time and he's committed to it, and I think it's pretty neat.
Cool, thanks.
All right.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.